My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants to know how many white friends Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's scammer girlfriend Mavis Mills, has. And is Dick Eldorado still in the game? And is Davin helped? So listen and enjoy.
Don't judge my girl. How dare you?
I would just think as a mother.
You know, is that how you're going to think?
Yeah.
All right, Joe, well, give us your mother instinct.
Mother that, you know, three
you
hours
your bosom?
After my kid broke her teeth, busted a lip and stuff like that, now I'm going to sit down and chat with stupid. I don't know.
But if she really digs me, which we think she might, or even if she doesn't really dig me, the business is business. You got to pay for those teeth, Joe.
No, you are supposed to pay for the
teeth. But that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, you'll be laying out the check, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see, won't we?
Yes, we will.
She goes, all right, so she tells me that she got hurt. She's devastated. I go, geez, I'm sorry. I go, were they baby teeth at least? She goes, yes. I hope her mouth doesn't swell tomorrow. I go, at least the teeth were baby teeth, so she'll have a pretty smile like her mommy when she is older. Did you put ice on her lip? She goes, sent her to the clinic and got some drugs and injection. Hopes it helps. Seems authentic to me.
Mm.
She goes, I'm sure it will. I asked, did you go with her? Did she need stitches? He goes, yes, I went with her. She didn't need stitches, but an injection and some of drugs. I go, is she in pain now? She goes, yes, she is. I'm worried sick over her. I'm sorry, babe. If she did not need stitches, it's most likely just a small cut. They are her baby teeth as well. The damage is not permanent. I just want to see something. All right, let me go back to Mavis. Because I'm talking to them both at the same time.
Wait a minute. Now you say in a chat, can they see each other?
No, they popped up on Facebook. I mean, okay. They might be working right next to each other. It's possible.
Probably.
So I go back to Mavis, because now I'm talking to them both at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
You're working your ass off.
I am.
I know.
So I go to Mavis. I go, well, it turns out I'm a big jerk. Sad face. She goes, what's wrong? I go, Belinda was late because her daughter got hurt, and I assume she was just being forgetful or rude. Ugh. She goes, oh, oops, you have patience with her. I go, I try. It is hard. She goes, okay. I go, you seem busy. She goes, a friend lost his job. I go, I'm sorry to hear that. I guess somebody, a scammer just got found out.
Yeah.
I go, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll let you go and console him. She goes, he's in the States.
Oh.
Well, now this affects everybody. He lost his job. Damn it.
You know, now the money pipeline is broken.
God damn it. I did not know you had other friends from the United States. She goes, we met on Facebook.
Of course you did.
I go, former love interest? She goes, don't understand. I go, I meant, was he a former boyfriend? She goes, no, we just met here. I go, oh, gotcha. She goes, what do you want to say? I go, I don't understand. She goes, oh, gotcha. I go, man, I understand what you're saying. She goes, yeah. I go, do you have a lot of white friends? She goes, on Facebook and being real. I go, I understand. What does that have to do with having white friends? She goes, sorry. I go, why are you sorry?
That you're white.
We all are. Especially in the penis area. Mavis goes, thought I was rude. I go, no, you're fine. Just wondering if you have any white friends. If you have many white friends. She goes, on Facebook. I go, so you no longer think white people do not like black people?
Ah.
She goes, some do. I go, well, sure. Some black people hate white people, too. Before, you were afraid to show yourself as a black woman. What changed? Richard.
Oh.
Look at him light up. Look at stupid him light up.
Still in the game.
Running from ear to ear.
Now I feel better.
Like he just like snapped to attention in every facet.
Look what I did.
Yeah. Well, he's all happy. Well, the other friend lost a job. Better go back to Richard and see what's going on with that settlement.
We've been going through a lot of this lately. All right.
I go, that is nice. Are you happy you're letting people see the real you? She goes, yeah. Makes me feel I get nothing to hide. I go, so there's smile. I give a smiley face. She gives a thumbs up. I go, I guess no matter how everything turns out, this worked out well for you. She goes, yeah. I guess in some small way, mine and Belinda's relationship helped you. She goes, you helped me. I go, I don't think I personally helped you. She goes, you did. See, somebody appreciates me, Dick Eldorado. I go, well, I'm glad I helped you, though I'm not sure what I did. She goes, really? I go, yes, really. She goes, glad to hear. I go, what did I do? Guess not bad for somebody you thought was a murderer, LOL. She laughs.
So did I.
Yeah. I go, if you keep laughing at my jokes, you might find you actually like me, and we would not want that to happen, winky face. She laughs. I go, better stop, Mavis. You might start saying nice things about me, and we can't have that. She goes, you don't want me to say nice things? I go, you will ruin my reputation as a murderer.
Tom says, now what is this, Ghanaian wife swap?
No, Dick's got nothing. Except a cat. Mavis laughs. I go, at least you do not hate me anymore, until you decide to hate me again, LOL. She goes, gotta go. I go, see ya, have a nice night. So that was Mavis. And then we'll go back to Belinda. Any thoughts, Joe?
Yes.
All right.
Of course.
Joe's back in the game.
Right. Now.
That
is ready to go.
One good thing. All right. One good thing. Yeah, I'm back in the game. Now, my question. I'm questioning the relationship between Belinda and Mavis. And the reason why is they know each other.
Yeah.
And now, let's be truthful here. It looks like Davin and Mavis are getting a little bit more friendly. Do you feel that this situation would be stepping on Belinda's toes in relation to scamming Davin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Belinda knew that they were getting closer.
They might be upset. Because
Or it could be she's getting closer to help ease my mind with Belinda to help seal the deal. You know?
Well, yeah, because she was talking up Belinda.
Exactly.
What a good girl she is.
Exactly. So maybe she wants. Maybe if I feel closer to Mavis, she could be the therapist and go, "No, it's okay. She's a good girl. She's
right,
really
because,
into you."
Because it's almost like the thing Honor Among Thieves, where you know they're either in trying to reel him in with reinforcement, or is she trying to steal him away from Belinda?
Oh, I don't get that feeling.
Okay, and. I kind of get a little bit.
But she just mentioned Richard and another guy.
Right. But what I'm saying is it also, this situation would also detail how close they are and how close they claim to be. Because if Mavis is an acquaintance to Belinda, if she's trying to move in on Davin, it's not such a big deal. If they know each other as much as they, you know, allude to, it could be a problem.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.